It's the Talent Talk podcast, the official podcast of Morehead State University Athletics. I'm Cassidy Stearman, and we have a wonderful show for you. A reminder, you can access this podcast on msueagles.com, the official website of Eagle Athletics, and a variety of other avenues, including Spotify, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also access archived episodes on msueagles.com/podcasts. This is episode number 3. Today's show features volleyball alum and 2020 Athletics Hall of Fame inductee, Casey Jo Garland, along with current athletics director and volleyball head coach, Jamie Gordon. Garland was a standout setter in the volleyball team from 2001 until 2004. She still holds the MSU career assist record with 5,265 and ranks fourth all-time in Ohio Valley Conference history in assists. Following a highly successful coaching career at her alma mater, Lakota East High School in Ohio, Garland is currently the volleyball head coach at Sycamore High School near Cincinnati. Casey Jo and Jamie reminisce about her career on this edition of Talent Talk. Let's turn it over to host Matt Schabert.
Welcome into the Talent Talk podcast. I'm Matt Schabert, your host, and I'm so glad to be joined on this episode, our third episode of Talent Talk, by volleyball alum Casey Garland and also current head coach and current athletic director Jamie Gordon, who coached Casey here at Morehead State her junior and senior year. So first off, Casey, welcome to the program. So glad you've joined us. And Coach, glad that you're on to provide some insight on Casey's career, too.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, excited. Anytime I get to visit with Casey, it's a good time.
Well, first off, Casey, a new inductee to the Morehead State Athletic Hall of Fame. And I guess when you got the word that you were being inducted into the Hall of Fame, hopefully this year, probably in 2021 now, but whenever that is, what was going through your mind? And I guess, were you kind of floored the fact that, man, that's a big deal to be in the Morehead State Athletic Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. It's actually kind of a funny story. Jamie was trying to get a hold of me, apparently, for like a week or so. So when I finally, you know, we got connected, I had no idea. Like, I had no clue that that's what he wanted. We've been in touch since, you know, I graduated through volleyball and stuff. So I didn't think, I missed a few calls and all that. But when he told me, it was like, what? It was just out of this world. So I'm just thankful and I'm humbled by it.
Now, Jamie, when this is back-to-back Hall of Fame members the last 2 years, and I know that's got to make you proud earlier or in your career, two setters and Casey being this year. I know that's got to make you proud knowing that, you know, some of the things that you did back then are now in those players and helping them back then. And now that, you know, paying off as those careers are now Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's a really unique experience for me because as the athletics director, honestly, one of the most special things I get to do is to inform former Eagles that they're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and to be able to do that to somebody that you've coached makes it just extra special. You know, especially when there's people like Casey and as you mentioned, Caitlin, they represent a period of time and their teammates and what not just they accomplished individually, but you know what Casey meant for her team and what her teammates meant to her.
Casey, let's go back from the Cincinnati area and Lakota East High School. What was it like when you were being recruited? Was Morehead State maybe one of your top choices? How did that go, and how did you finally land on coming to Morehead State? Obviously, they had a pretty good volleyball program, still do. There's a lot of tradition there. So what was it like as you were making your decision to come play for Morehead State?
Well, back then, I mean, and I And I say back then, because that's, I feel like it's so long ago. You know, volleyball and the whole world was totally different. You know, nowadays you get recruited as a sophomore or, you know, freshman, and you're already committed, and club and all that is just on a whole nother level. So to be honest with you, I wasn't highly recruited. I played club, but I think the biggest downfall for me was I played up a year in club each year. So I moved around a lot. They, you know, I played for some amazing coaches here in the Cincinnati area. It's kind of a mecca for volleyball, just like Louisville. And, you know, so they were always trying to place you with the best team and the best fit for you. But I did not get recruited and committed to Morehead until my senior year in club, which was unheard of. I played for KVT under Kathy Kleinheisen in Northern Kentucky, and I was on a team full of talent that were all signed at Division I colleges. And so kind of fell into MSU, and it was like the best fit for me because it was still close to home, wasn't too far, wasn't too big. It was almost the perfect fit. And I mean, I can only thank God for that, to be honest with you. And then when I met the coaching staff and the team and then the whole community, the whole tight-knit like feel was just felt right. So I'm forever grateful for Morehead.
Your first 2 years, you were with one coaching staff, and then what do you remember about the changeover when Jamie and his staff took over in 2003? You know, sometimes I think it could be a daunting task when athletes already are out of school and are moving to a new coach, not having recruited them per se. So what do you remember back then when the coaching change happened?
Oh, I remember it perfectly. we had a great team and had like, we were getting some momentum and great camaraderie, and we were on the up and up, I would say, for us as a program. And so it was kind of shocking to us that our coach would leave, but I guess we didn't have the mindset of the business world of coaching. So we were a little bit devastated, but soon we had to, you know, quickly change our mindset of, okay, who's going to be our new coach? And it was great the way MSU handled it because they let us in on everything, the whole interview process. I remember being in on, you know, Jamie's interview and stuff, and remember him. And the whole team was excited. Like, I don't remember the other ones. we were excited for Jamie. Like, so when he came, he brought this energy and this different dynamic of play and this competitive, he let you kind of be yourself and express yourself and had different ideas, different new techniques to kind of take it to the next level. So it was cool. That's what I remember.
And Jamie, back then too, when you were coming in, you know, you did inherit a pretty good team, as she mentioned, you know, with a setter like Casey, and had already piled up some pretty good stats. So what do you remember when you were coming in and you know, already having a pretty good team and with the setter like Casey that you were able to rely on right away?
Yeah, you know, Matt, it was interesting because I was familiar with their team because I was coaching, you know, prior to MSU, I was assistant at University of Kentucky, and we had played Morehead State and was really impressed by them and just the style and the grit and the competitiveness that they had. And really the year before I came, they actually graduated a pretty strong senior class. They had Amy Almond, who was a two-time OVC player of the year, Tiffany Peters. They had a strong group that had graduated, but they also had this solid core. And I remember very clearly our first practice in the spring. And, you know, I was trying to get them to just kind of let that competitiveness out. And we were doing a little drill, and it was just a little flat, and I kind of added a component to it.
And I said, "Oh, Lord.
Guys, we're going to play trash talk, you know, so we're going to compete, but I want you guys to talk a little trash." And the very next point, and I'll keep it, you know, because this is a family podcast, but you know, Casey got a big block on the very next point. She really embraced the idea behind the drill. And I had to kind of pull her over. I was like, hey, let's maybe dial it down just a little bit, just in case my boss walks in here. But I think that was to Casey's point. It was just like, I think from that point on, I felt comfortable with the team. The team kind of felt comfortable with me. And it wasn't like we were trying to change a culture. We were just kind of shifting it to make it unique to what the new team is going to be about.
Maybe a little excited there, Casey, right? I guess
yeah,
so.
I got a little fire under me.
Yeah. That's good, though. That's good. Hey, you know, your career, over 5,000 assists, which is the all-time record at Morehead State, still is, and is in the top 10 in the OVC. So, obviously, great stats from back then, but obviously it's a team game. And maybe talk a little bit about some of the teammates. Obviously, to get all those assists, you had to feed to teammates who finished kills and other things like that and started the play. So what do you remember about some of your teammates and what type of camaraderie you had on those teams?
Oh, man. I mean, as a setter, I mean, absolutely, you're correct. As a setter, usually, and that's one reason I think I was so astonished, you don't usually get a lot of accolades or a lot of, you know, public press or stuff. So you're nothing without the passing and then without your hitters. So obviously I credit everything to the good passing that we had. Cheryl Lampkins was amazing. She could do it all. You know, she passed, hit, everything. Amy Almond, I had her for, you know, I came in as a freshman and I had, like Jamie was saying, Amy Almond, Tiffany Peters, I had Cheryl Lampkins, I had, you know, I had a good weapon, I had a lot of weapons. But I think we did figure out each other, and I felt like I was good about feeling out the different players and how to set them differently. Amy Almond came in as a middle and eventually was outside, you know, so, and you would never thought Cheryl Lampkins was as powerful as she was. She's 5'6", but could jump out of the gym. And she was probably the smartest hitter I've ever played with. So you have all those tools. You can't really fail, you know. And I remember being nervous as a freshman, but I just stuck to the basics and used what I could. And I feel like that was the best bet. But
one thing I'd be interested in knowing your perspective on, you played the beginning of your career was the switch over to the 30-point rally scoring era. How that was.
Well, and that's the shame of it, you know. Kaylin Barber, she would have blown my record out of the water. So I think there's a little asterisk. It should be by, you know, the leaders, because she was amazing. I mean, I saw her afterwards, and I mean, I love her. Like we, she's in the coaching world too. So, I don't take any credit against that, but I know it is what it is.
How did having played in a different scoring, what was the big difference when you switched to that?
Jamie, I don't really recall how many years was it all 4 years that we played to 30? No.
That's where I always rely on the sports information people.
It was actually 2001 to 2007 was the.
Oh, so it was all 4 years.
Yeah, and you played all your career in the 30-point, and then they moved to the 25-point. Obviously, okay. From before, when not the rally scoring, so that had to be a big change, I guess, to all of a sudden you're playing in a different type of scoring system.
Well, it couldn't have been that big if I don't remember. But no, obviously, you know, they were feeling it out. And that's what they did at the high school level too. Back when I played high school, we played, you know, to 15 and it wasn't rally. And it was no libero and all that. So I was in a lot of the transition years. We didn't play with the libero either until, you know, my last year, I think, last 2 years of college. But I don't know if it changed a bunch. It changed stats, that's for sure, and records. And that's what's kind of a shame.
I want to talk a little bit about your career after Morehead State, and you've maintained a pretty good coaching career at your first, I guess, at your high school alma mater, and now at Sycamore High School. And just talk about what it means to you to be a coach and to mentor young women in the sport of volleyball, and what kind of your philosophy is. And did you take some lessons that you maybe learned in college into your coaching career?
Sure. I didn't graduate college or, get out of there and think I'm going to be a volleyball coach. I really didn't. I don't think most people do really think that. So when I came home after I graduated in 2005 in December, I'm in teaching, so there wasn't going to be anybody hiring right then. So I just started subbing, and I actually took the boys JV volleyball position, because it's in the spring at Sycamore of all places, because now it's full circle. I'm back there. But you're right. I went to Lakota East and I played under Jenny Case, who kind of a well-known coach around Cincinnati. He's coached at Ursuline for past 11, 12 years. And she's just retired because her daughter's playing in college now. But I just kind of fell into it. So when I did get a teaching position, it was, actually out in Edgewood, Ohio, which is that kind of country. And I didn't coach. I did coach JV at Lakota East, but I teach phys ed, so it was kind of hard to get a teaching job and keep one back in those days with the whole economy and everything. That's the first thing they riff. But anyways, and I got my master's and stuff. So I did, when Lakota East called in 2010, I was like, okay, maybe I'm ready. But it was a stacked team. I mean, we had a lot of talent, a lot of girls going, had a lot of potential, and we did very well in discus, successful. But then I got RIFT, which is called Reducing Force Teaching Phys Ed. So I had to leave there, and I just was like, I don't know about this whole education thing. I don't know about, So I landed on my feet at Sycamore. I really enjoy it. This is my fourth season. It's kind of a rebuilding year. We're very young, but I'm excited about the future.
And you've been lucky enough to coach, and that kind of leads me to my next question. I guess that's also at Lakota. And then now a couple of your players that you have coached have gone on to play here at Morehead State. Yeah. So obviously a great connection, but I'm kind of interested in more so how you prepare your players, knowing that if you have the right talent to go to college and to be successful in college academically and athletically.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's gotta be in the kids' will to put in the work to do, to make it that far. And, obviously coaches, teachers, parents, there's a lot of influences, and I try to be the best, most logical, source for them and let them know exactly how it's going to be. If you really want to play in college, this is how it's going to be, and this is what you have to sacrifice, and this is what's going on. And some have chosen to, and they've been very fortunate. I mean, Hannah Sagala, Hannah Keating, you got Mackenzie now. There's been a lot, and Jamie has done very well recruiting in the Cincinnati area. There's just a ton coming out of here. Back in my day, we didn't even know where Morehead was or what. I mean, and now you stay Morehead and everybody knows exactly what it is all about. So I'm excited and couldn't be more proud to be a part of it.
Jamie, I guess I'd kind of get your take on that, and not that, in obviously recruiting, but how is it that you're, with the former players that we have and ones like Casey, that you have someone that played for you and has your work ethic and everything that you can rely on and be able to recruit and kind of, like you said, come full circle and get those players to come to Morehead State and be in the program and having been coached by former players?
Yeah, you know, I think probably the most impactful part of the recruiting process, and it really deals with our philosophy, is our goal is not to convince kids to come to Morehead State. Our goal is to help young women find the right fit for them. And Morehead State is a great place, and it can offer an awful lot. But it's also not the right place for everybody. And what we want to be able to do is share what Morehead State's about. And so I think having somebody like, you know, Casey, that has experienced it and has had a great understanding of what makes Morehead State special, I think she can help guide her players if it is the right fit for them. And the ones that she's spoken about with Hannah Sagala, and now we have two current with Hannah Keating and Mackenzie Wagner, that you know, they're great fits, and we're great fits for them. And so when you've got that perspective and that experience, I think that's what it really helps, more so than, you know, getting a bead on talent or having a leg up in the recruiting piece. It's more just a sharing of what the MSU family is all about.
Good stuff there. I tell you, well, to kind of wrap things up, I'll give you guys another little opportunity. Any other cool stories or, like you said, we got to keep it, it's a family show, but any other cool stories that you both maybe would like to share, or something fun or something funny that you remember about Casey when you played or with coach or anything that happened back then?
I'll let Casey go first just to see where she goes, and then I can filter through what I want to.
Okay. I remember like some of the memorable, like, it's usually, you know, off court stuff. He took us to, I think it was your in-laws. Am I right on that? Your in-laws, like, property?
Yep. Yeah.
And, we stayed the night, and we had, like, he put us into teams, and we had a cook-off, and we had to, each night we had there was two teams, and we had to cook and whatever, and then we did a talent show, and we had these four-wheelers. And, you know, I mean, I have fire, so everybody was scared to ride with me. And I just took that thing and was like zooming, and he was so scared because Sherelle was on the back, and she was like, don't ever get on there with Casey again. We went like through the woods and down through by the pond, and she thought, like, I mean, that was probably illegal, actually.
Right.
Like, we all could have died.
Only illegal if you get caught, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, that was probably, I remember very clearly not allowing anybody else to get on with Casey after seeing her her skills. But, you know, I'll kind of add to this, and you know, yes, the most memorable experiences are the things that really happen away from the gym and off the court. But, you know, I'll share a little perspective, and this is, you know, you look at people that impact culture, that's lasting well after they leave. And, you know, when I was fortunate enough to take over the program, as I said, they had an outstanding team, but they had probably on paper the year before was their best shot at winning a championship.
Yeah.
And there was, I think, a little bit of a disappointment there. And, you know, one of the things that I tried to do is just change a little bit of the mindset of, if you're going to be a champion, this is how you have to think, this is how you have to prepare, this is how you have to do all these things. And I will say, within that, Casey probably embraced that as much, if not more, than anybody else on the team. And kind of really set the wheel turning for what was a championship season for us. And that was the first in, I think, 10 years for Morehead State. But it also, I think, kind of set the tone for the culture that was going to follow, and really helped lay the groundwork for what wound up being a, you know, some good runs for Morehead State volleyball. And I think Casey is as responsible of that for that as anybody that's come through the program.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate your insight there, Coach Gordon. And that's going to kind of wrap things up. But Casey, I really appreciate it. Again, congratulations on being inducted into our Hall of Fame and just giving us some insight into your career. And good luck with everything going on with your upcoming, or I guess your in season right now. Again, appreciate you and being.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for, you know, you've obviously done your research and you kind of know backstory. So thank you for giving me the time.
And Coach, appreciate your time too and giving us insight on Casey and everything about her career.
It's a great, great honor, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to do it. So, thanks.
That has been Casey Garland and Jamie Gordon. Casey, one of the newest Hall of Fame members here in 2020-2021. That's going to wrap it up for our Talent Talk podcast. We're so glad that you've listened. Again, you can find this podcast on msueagles.com as well as a variety of other podcasting locations. And we'll keep bringing you interesting guests as long as we do this podcast. And again, guys, appreciate it. And that's going to wrap it up. So for everyone listening, thank you very much. I'm Matt Schabert signing off. Join us again next time on Talent Talk.
Go Eagles!